presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky. Look. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
And now, Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, valiant fighter for truth and justice, who has appeared on Earth with the strength of a locomotive and the speed of an airplane, and with a physical structure never before attained by mortal men. Superman, who walks the Earth and goes about among human beings, is Miles Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. When we last saw him, Kent was standing in the darkness of a pine forest above the town of Little Falls, with Editor White of the Planet calling vainly for young Jimmy Olsen, suddenly lost in the night. Also missing was Lois Lane, feature writer, who had been carried off by Gyp Dinelli's gang of racketeers and brought north to the woods. Lois had made her escape as an overturned stove set fire to the gangster's cabin and started a roaring blaze in the surrounding woods. But so far, she has not been found. As our story continues today, Clark Kent and Editor White are standing where we left them, on the road to Dinelli's cabin, listening to someone crashing toward them through the woods.
Kent, it's the fellow from the gas station.
Hey there. Quick, will you? Have you found the boy?
No. No, not yet. You fellas got any line on him up this way?
Not a thing. Why didn't you keep him with you at the station?
Heck, he ain't my boy, mister. He said he was going, and that was that.
What was he trying to do?
Well, near as I could make out, he wanted to find that gal you said was in the cabin.
How in heaven's name did he think he could do that?
Well, he said he'd been a Boy Scout or something, knew his way in the woods, and I sure hope he's right.
Why, well, what do you mean?
Listen, mister, can't you smell?
Smell? Mr. White, it's smoke.
Smoke is right. If you ask me, there's a brush fire smoldering in the woods.
Brush fire? Kent, what are we going to do?
Mr. White, Jimmy and Lois, we've got to find them and get them out of there.
Kent, I know it, but how?
Yeah, and the longer we wait, the harder it's going to get. Kid's gone so far, he can't hear us. You take my advice and get out while you can. When this pine starts to go...
What do you want us to do, leave the boy in the woods?
Oh, we've got to find them, both of them. Jimmy! Lois!
Oh, that ain't going to do you no good, I'm telling you. If that fire breaks loose, it'll be bad. The wind's coming up, too.
Don't stand there talking, man. We've got to find them. Come on.
Jimmy!
Jimmy!
Lois! Lois Lane! Jimmy! Jimmy!
Recklessly making their way toward the heart of the burning woods, the hollow cries of the rescue party die off in the distance, and almost at once two dark forms appear in the shadowy roadway. Gyp Dinelli and his follower Spike, hiding in the darkness, have overheard every word. Dinelli emerges from the trees and calls softly.
Spike. Spike, you there?
Yeah, right here, boss.
I've been here all the time.
Listen,
do you know where the kid is?
Not me. I guess he just did what they said.
Is that a break for us?
What do you mean?
Listen, I don't know why that fire holds back so long, but it's due to bust any minute now.
Yeah, so what are we sticking around for?
Just to make sure, that's all.
Sure of what?
Something called a pack fire. It burns out in front of the first fire. When we get that far, they both go out, see? But there ain't anything more to burn.
So what?
So that's what we're going to do right now.
We're good citizens, ain't we?
Hey,
you ought to know.
And good citizens help stop fires. Come on, Spike. Give me a hand here. The wind's just right, too.
Right for what?
For what we're going to do. We're going to start a backfire, Spike, right here. Those that'll carry straight into the woods. Is it our fault if somebody happens to get caught in between? Break up some of that brush. Fast.
All unknowing of the peril behind them, Ken and the rescue party head toward the center of the woods, with smoke growing thicker at every step and occasional sparks drifting by in the night wind. While farther off, just beyond earshot, young Jimmy Olsen stumbles between tall pines, calling desperately for Lois. Suddenly, slightly ahead, he hears an answering cry.
Miss Lane! Miss Lane, where are you?
Here! Here! Who's that calling?
Miss Lane, it's me. It's Jimmy Olsen. Where are you?
Here, Jimmy. Here, this way.
Miss Lane, gosh, is that you?
Oh, Jimmy. Jimmy, I can't believe.
Gee, we've been looking all over for you, Miss Lane.
Where in the world did you come from?
We came up in a car, me and Mr. Kent and Mr. White. You haven't seen them any place, have you?
Jimmy, I haven't seen anybody since I got away. That man Dinelli had me tied up in the shack, and I got out.
What's the briefcase you got there, Miss Lane?
Oh, I don't know. It has papers and things, proof of what they've been doing. If we ever get out of here, Jimmy, this briefcase ought to send them all to jail.
If we ever get out of here...
I twisted my ankle, and the fire's coming.
What's coming?
The woods are on fire, Jimmy. It started right after I got away from the cabin and it spread to the woods.
Well, gee, let's get going. Come on.
Jimmy, I can't. I can hardly walk. But you go. You get out while you can. Go on.
What? And leave you here? Not a chance, Miss Lane. Here, you grab my shoulder.
Oh, Jimmy, I can't do it.
Miss Lane, you gotta do it. You don't want to stay here and get burned up, do you? Come on. Look, over there, just beyond that little ridge.
Oh, Jimmy. Jimmy.
It's the fire. It's coming right this way and fast, too. Listen, get up on your feet. Come on. We gotta make a run for it.
Jimmy, go on. Don't wait for me.
No, come on. Grab hold of me. Now, this way. Back where I came from. Come on, Miss Lane.
Oh, Jimmy, my ankle. Oh, I can't take it.
Thicker and thicker grows the smoke. More and more fiery sparks. A sheet of flame lights up the woods. When suddenly the blue-clad figure of Superman soars high in the blazing forest. If anybody's going to get out of this place alive, including Jimmy and Lois Lane, Superman has to take a hand. Up! Up! I've got to get down there where the fire's hottest and beat it out. After that, maybe I can find Lois and Jimmy. It's got to be fast. Those flames are gaining every minute. Closing in. Ah, there. That looks like a good place. I can break through there. Down. Down. Now then. Right in the middle of the flames. It's a good thing I don't mind heat. If I can just snatch up a pine tree and use it like a broom. Let's see now. There. That looks like a good one. Sort of do it. Nothing like sweeping up a forest fire with a 50-foot tree. I can just open up a way out through here. Clear a fire lane. Not much time. Here we go.
Please make another try. We're almost out now. We must be almost out. Jimmy, we're hemmed in. Look, it's creeping up on
us. Lane, the smoke. I can't see.
Neither can I. Oh, Jimmy.
Jimmy. Jimmy Olsen. Miss Lane.
Listen. Somebody's calling.
Jimmy. Miss Lane. Both of you. This way, quick.
Who is it? I can't see.
I can't either. I can't see a thing. But it sounds like Mr. Kent.
It is. Come on, both of you, quick.
Mr. Kent, I can't see. The smoke.
Here, catch hold of my hand. You too, Miss Lane. Now, we'll make a run for it. Quick, quick.
Hey, Mr. Kent, what's going on? I'm not touching the ground at all.
Mr. Kent, what's happening?
Come on, come on. I'm carrying you both. Don't stop to ask questions. Now, here comes the hot spot. Hold your breath. We're almost out. Here we go.
Oh, no, we're rough. Here's the road. Oh, where's Kent?
Kent!
He must be along. He was right behind us.
Oh, say, if we hadn't found that place where the fire was beat out.
We're lucky. Luckiest thing I ever saw. But where's Kent?
Hey, here he comes now. Through the smoke. Hey, mister.
Oh, look.
Look, he's got two people with him. Say, it's the kid and the girl. He's got them both.
Kent!
Oh, glad to see you got out, Mr. White. Look what I found.
Oh, Mr. White. Oh, thank heaven.
Mr. White, is that you? Yeah, I can't see anything.
The smoke, it's still in my eye.
You'll be all right.
Oh, Kent, I can't believe it. You mean to tell me you found them and brought them out?
Gee, sure did. Both of us.
It was like a dream. I thought I was flying.
I don't wonder. We made time, all right. But look here, where's the car? We're not out of the woods yet.
I'll say we're not.
Well, the car's this way, right down the road. Come on, hurry.
All right. Here, let me give you a hand, Miss Lane. Or Jimmy and I'll make a chair.
You bet, Mr. Kent.
That's the boy. Here we go. Now, there.
Okay, Chip. What are you going to do now?
I'd still like to know how they got out of that fire.
Well, don't ask me how, but they got out.
Well, it ain't going to help much. Take it from me.
But, Chip, what do you mean?
I got one big surprise. Let's fight. Look behind you. See anything in the back seat?
No, it's too dark. Oh, wait. Yeah, it looks like a box. Not very big.
Ah, no, it's not very big. But, oh, boy, when that little box does its stuff, that guy Kent and all the rest of them will wish they'd passed out from the fire.
What are you going to do?
You'll see. First thing, we got to get out on the main road a couple of miles ahead of them. Give her the gun. Fast.
What new threat is Dinelli making against the safety of the little group from the Daily Planet? Are they out of the burning woods only to face new and undreamed of dangers? And what strange and incredible climax waits for Clark Kent and his friends on the road from Little Falls? Tune in and don't miss the exciting climax of the next installment of Superman.
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.